Today, we're traveling to Philadelphia, birthplace of Betsy Ross, Rocky Balboa, and Kevin Bacon. We're heading down to the sports complex for a ballgame. Maybe we'll just leave our visiting team jersey in the hotel. It's Citizens Bank Park, home of the Phillies, on this week's episode of Ballpark Road Trip. This is Ballpark Road Trip. If you're listening to this podcast, you like ballparks, or you're planning on visiting a ballpark sometime in the future. Well, you've come to the right place. Here on the show, we will be traveling around to each major league city, talking to locals who know their home ballparks inside and out. Hello and welcome to Ballpark Road Trip. I'm your host, Jacob Russell Snyder, and this week we are in the city of brotherly love. And you know, it's a fitting name, because whenever I hear people talk about Philadelphia sports fans, it's always about how loving they are and how they treat all visitors to their stadiums like brothers. I've actually been to ballgames in Philadelphia twice. I went to Veterans Stadium in 1993 on my very first ballpark road trip that included New York, Baltimore, and Philadelphia, along with Cooperstown. But my visit to Citizens Bank Park came in the spring of 2004, the year it opened. I was living in New York City at the time. I had moved to New York in August of 2003, just in time to watch the Yankees lose to the Marlins in the World Series. What a time to be alive in New York City. The next spring, I decided I wanted to start hitting the East Coast ballparks. So I did what I had to do. I booked a romantic weekend getaway to Philadelphia for me and my girlfriend for her birthday. And that getaway just so happened to be long enough to fit in a baseball game. It was actually a pretty cool trip. I found this really cute bed and breakfast located in an old farmhouse from the 1700s. Each room had its own fireplace, there were goats out back, and pictures of the cast from the M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village. Turns out, they filmed The Village right outside of Philadelphia, and the cast stayed at our Airbnb for the duration. Anyway, bless my girlfriend's heart, on Sunday, she went with me to the Phillies' brand new ballpark. It was a pretty good game. We sat in the outfield on the third base side, kind of where the ballpark starts angling back towards the infield. We walked around, went to Ashburn Alley, and explored the ballpark. Yeah. But I'm going to put Citizens Bank Park in a category with Chase Field and Great American Ballpark, two other ballparks I visited in their very first year. I enjoy walking around a brand new ballpark, seeing all the new amenities, and relishing the experience of being one of the first ones to visit. But that's also what makes me want to go back. In the case of Citizens Bank Park, I haven't been there in 20 years, and I'm positive a lot has changed since I went there for the first month it was opened. Just like those other ballparks, it felt like they were still doing some landscaping on the outside, and I'll bet a lot of the social spaces and amenities have improved over the last 20 years. So that's why we are doing this podcast. I don't want to tell you all my recommendations from 20 years ago. I want to hear what's going on now. So that's why I'm excited to have Tori Brooks on the program with me.
Citizens Bank Park.
Tori, you're from Philadelphia, is that right?
That's me. Yep, I'm in Northeast Philadelphia right now.
How long have you been a Phillies fan?
I feel like as long as I can remember. I can't really say my entire life, because I honestly didn't really get into baseball at all until I was maybe like 17, 16.
Oh, cool.
But my family is actually from upstate New York. So my dad is an avid Mets fan. Boo. And we moved down, my family moved down to like the suburbs of Philadelphia when I was 8 or 9. And that was when I was first like introduced to the Phillies. And I feel like I kind of just inherited some level of fandom for the Phillies then, but it didn't really blossom until I was like 16.
Did that coincide with any kind of like postseason success?
No. When I was 14, my mom passed away and I just kind of really clung to baseball at that point because it was just something consistent for me to do every day. Like there was always going to be a game on at 7:05. Like if I had nothing else to do that day, I could watch baseball. And obviously being in the Philadelphia suburb area, the Phillies would be the game that I would watch. And so I started watching it casually then, but over those few years between like 14 to 16, because I was casually watching it so often, it just kind of developed into like, oh, okay, I actually really like this. And now I'm emotionally invested in it.
Great, great. So I'm assuming that you're too young to have made it back to the old veteran stadium. Is that right?
Yeah, I really wish that I could have ever experienced the Vet. I hadn't gone to my first game at Citizens Bank Park until I would say 2008, probably 2007. And obviously, you know, Citizens Bank Park didn't get introduced until 2004. So
right, so that's still pretty
yeah.
early on in that. So
yeah.
So now, about how many games do you get to go to a year? How often do you get out there?
So on average, at least the past 5 or 6 years, I've been going to around anywhere between 30 to 40. Last year was my first year being a full season ticket holder, thanks to my sister. She actually got me full season tickets as a birthday present.
Nice.
And even then, I still could not get to all the games just because I have a full-time job and it just kind of wasn't really doable. But on average, 30 to 40.
Where are your tickets that you have season tickets for now? What part of the ballpark are they in?
I have partial season tickets now, and I had the full season last year. Where my season tickets were last year and this year both are the first row of section 420, which is all the way at the top, but it's right behind home plate. That is, in my opinion, the best place in the entire ballpark.
Why is that?
400s. It's because it's, so when you're sitting up in either the 300 or the 400 level, at least at Citizens Bank Park, those are kind of like both considered to be part of the terrace deck. So if you're anywhere up there, but particularly in the first row, I think a lot of people have this misconception that being in the highest level of the ballpark is super far away and you're like in the nosebleeds and everyone looks like ants. But at least in my experience, when you're in the first row up there, there's clear plexiglass. There's no like metal railing. It's just clear plexiglass.
Oh, nice.
And it's just, there's really nothing in your way. It's just you. And then you're right on top of home plate. You get the best view of the ballpark in general. Like there's not even a single other spot in the ballpark that I think has a better view than up on the terrace deck behind home plate.
I'm looking at the seating chart now, and what's the difference between the 400s and the 300s? Are those on different decks, or is that like a walkway that divides those?
So the 300s and the 400s are both connected on the same level. Like you would still access the 300s and the 400s from the same concourse. It's just that the 300s is slightly lower than the 400s. Like if you're sitting in the 300s, you would walk up the stairs to your section, and then instead of going behind, like either to the left or the right to go into your row, you would walk down like 10 stairs, and the 300s
gotcha.
Is there, but then behind you is 400. So
yeah.
They're connected. There's really not a huge difference between
great.
The two.
Great. Okay. So when you weren't a season ticket holder, when you were buying tickets game to game, what was your way of getting tickets? Would you go through the team? Would you do secondary market? What would you do?
Game time. Game time all the way, always secondary. With the very few exceptions of taking advantage of like when they used to do the student steal deal, which I don't actually believe that the Phillies do anymore, because I think a lot of people, including myself, were taking advantage of it in a way that they weren't supposed to. But every now and then, especially before we signed Bryce Harper, I mean, the Phillies have been pretty bad, pretty tough to watch. They were having a lot of difficulty getting fans in the seats. So they would send us, if you went to even one game during the season, they would send you like three or four different coupon offers for buy one, get one free tickets. So every now and then I would get tickets directly through the Phillies. But for the most part, I would go through Game Time because they always had the cheapest tickets. I on average, I was spending like $7 for a ticket. And then I would just sit wherever I wanted. But like I would buy a ticket for whatever the cheapest ticket was in the ballpark, I would buy it through Game Time. And then I would just go sit up in like the 400s all the way to top if I just to get away from people, sit by myself.
So I'm just realizing as you say it more and more, you mean there's an app called Game Time. I don't know if I have that in California. We have SeatGeek and StubHub. Game Time is an app. It's not, you're saying wait till Game Time and get your ticket. You're saying,
oh, no.
I was like, oh yeah, yes. Just go up to the stadium, Game Time. All right, just do it. No, but you mean the app Game Time.
There is. Yes, there's an app called Game Time. That at least in my experience, and I haven't really used it that much aside from a postseason situation, it's similar to SeatGeek and StubHub, except it doesn't have fees to the extent that StubHub and SeatGeek have. So that's, yes, the Game Time app was what I was using then.
So aside from your seat now, which you really like, your, let's say they can't get the first couple rows in the 400s, anywhere else in the stadium that you recommend people sit? That maybe, you know, a lot of people like to sit close, but is there anywhere else that people may not think to sit that might be a good seat?
I like to sit anywhere between home plate and first base. Particularly in Citizens Bank Park, the outfield view that you get is going to be the best on that side of the ballpark. Unfortunately, that side is in the sun most of the time, unless you're doing an evening game. But really anywhere in that section, like in the between, I would say like 420 and 414, first row all the way up to the top. Honestly, I like to sit up at the top just as much as I like to sit in the first row in those sections, because you've got the like a gate behind you at the top and the breeze comes through. So when it's hotter outside, the breeze is really nice.
Any places to avoid?
Yes. The first base side, you're pretty much going to get hit with sun all the time, unless like until the sun goes down, because the sun will rise like right over, like right in between first base and home plate. And then it will set closer to like third base. So you get the sun on you the entire time during the day on the right field side. Third base side, like specifically behind next to third base, is where you're going to be the safest from the shade. So if that's important to anybody, then definitely it is the visitor side. If that matters to people, I guess that would be unfortunate, but that would be a good thing. That'd be a good thing for them.
Unfortunate for you if you're a Phillies fan, right? Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a visitor, I guess you're in luck, because the shade.
Hey, I'm in the shade. I'm close to my team. Yeah, that sounds great. Any views? Any views to avoid? Any sections or anything that you have to worry about?
Out in right field along the foul pole, if you're sitting close enough to the foul pole, and I can't remember the exact sections right now. I'm sure that it could be easily looked up on the seating chart, but uh-huh. Right behind the foul pole in right field, mm-hmm. You're going to have the foul pole literally blocking the entire like first base, pitcher's mound, and home plate.
Right. Oh, good. Yeah, that's good.
So I did experience that during postseason game.
What about batting practice or autographs? Is that, you sit high up, so that seems to be not as much of an interest for you, going to so many games, going to batting practice or autographs. But do you know anything about if people want to do that, if the Citizens Bank Park is an okay place for that?
Yes. So, I actually really love to get to the ballpark early. I'll get there right when gates open, and I'll just kind of sit somewhere and watch. I don't really care as much about like catching foul balls during batting practice or anything, but I do like to watch it. Citizens Bank Park, unfortunately, there is no ability for anybody to see Phillies batting practice. The most you're ever going to get is maybe the last 10 to 15 minutes of visiting batting practice. And that's if you get there right when gates open and you kind of rush yourself in there. That is kind of unfortunate. You can't watch the Phillies do batting practice because they do their batting practice like hours and hours and hours before gates open. The best place that I've seen people actually have really good luck with is along Darien Street. The players park like underneath the stadium, and their entrance and exit is on the Darien Street side next to like the staff and media entrance. And they'll allow fans to line up along the exit. So players will, as they're leaving, they'll just like pop their window down and they'll sign autographs for people. That's honestly like the number one spot.
That's so much fun.
Have luck.
Now, let's say they aren't a fan of either team and they're there to see the stadium. Where do you suggest people walk around and visit when going to the ballpark? Let's say, you know, I'm a little ADD. I like to get up around the third or fourth inning and walk around and see what the ballpark has. Where are some places to visit in the ballpark?
Absolutely. So there's kind of two facets to that question.
Okay.
And it's going to depend on where you have your ticket, because your ticket will get you access to particular areas of the ballpark that are really cool, really unique, and are exclusive to people who have tickets for that section, or for that area. And the other half is going to be for, you know, like just in general, going in the ballpark wherever you're allowed to go.
So give us a little bit of both. Yeah. What's the first?
Yeah. So in general, really good places to walk around definitely would be in Ashburn Alley, which is in the outfield on the main concourse level, like between the left field gate and the right field gate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good food spots out there, like Tony Luke's and Manco's Pizza, which a lot of local people will know from the Jersey Shore boardwalk. They also have the Walk of Fame in that area, which I think is something that's very overlooked and isn't everyone's cup of tea. You know, it's not really a must-see for a lot of people, but for me, I like to see a lot of the little like unique things of each ballpark that isn't really necessarily one of the big attention grabbers that people are like, oh, I know at this ballpark, I got to go see this because it's super popular. The Walk of Fame in Ashburn Alley is actually similar to in Hollywood, how they have the stars on the ground. Throughout the entire walk of Ashburn Alley on the ground, they have stars that just have different important moments for different people, for Phillies alumni, which I think is cool. In right field, so on the other end of Ashburn Alley, especially if you have kids, it's called the Yard. That's a super popular area. They've got rock climbing. They have a wiffle ball field, which is actually like a miniature version of Citizens Bank Park. So if you'll walk by there, especially when it's nice outside, that place is just jam-packed with kids. The kids love that spot. Parents are constantly like, where's the yard? Where's the yard? Let's got to go to the yard. Because that's just like a really good spot for kids to exert some energy. Also, in the Ashburn Alley area, I guess in between, right before you get to the yard, is the bullpen. So in Citizens Bank Park, you can look over into both of the bullpens, so the home bullpen and the visitors team bullpen. And it's just kind of like an open, I don't know how to explain.
You're right on top of it though, right? Right? You're pretty close.
Yeah, like you're just walking down the concourse and you'll see food and stuff to your left. And then you look over to your right and there's just a railing. And if you look right over, they're right there in the bullpen. Like you're right there.
And I believe the visitors bullpen is closer, right? They have the visitors bullpen closer to the fans to deal with a little more of the heckling. But if you are a fan of like a specific team and you're going in there, it's a good place to see your visiting team's pitcher warming up if you want. So that's great. I loved when I visited, I loved the bullpens. So there's a couple other things that are mentioned here in the alleys, and I want to ask you about, because maybe you can explain what it is. The rooftop bleachers, is that a ticket that you can buy individually, or is that a group area, or can you just go up there and sit? What's that all about?
So it is a ticketed area, but when it's not crowded, which lately we've come close to sell out for almost every game at Citizens Bank Park, but when it's not crowded, you can absolutely just kind of wander on up there. It's literally just bleachers. So there are like seat assignments up there, but there's not actual seats. It's just a set of bleachers that are on top of, right behind the bullpen, actually. So like when you're walking through Ashburn Alley, if you look up above where the food is, there's just bleachers up there. There's a walkway where people are usually just hanging over the railing. And I think I've only been up there maybe once just to see what it was like.
Yeah. So, all right. So mention some other places. We are out of Ashburn Alley, and you said there's also a couple places that maybe if you have a specific ticket, you might be able to see.
Yes. So if you have a ticket for either the suite level, the CP Rankin Club, which used to be the Diamond Club, or the Hall of Fame Club, you have access to the Hall of Fame Club. And the Hall of Fame Club is climate controlled. It's on basically the 200 level. So it's right underneath the terrace deck of 300 and 400. It's climate controlled. The walls are lined with baseballs. It's absolutely completely full of art that you don't get access to in any other part of the ballpark. I mean, anything from like vintage jersey displays to like World Series trophies, hand-painted art. They have a bunch of different exhibits that rotate. And that's really like my biggest suggestion for people who have never been to the park. If they can get tickets for the Hall of Fame Club, they're usually not that much more expensive than like the terrace deck, the 300, 400 level. If you do have a ticket for the Hall of Fame Club, the seats there are padded and they're angled slightly towards home plate. And it's also undercover. So if it rains, if it's super sunny outside, you're in the shade, you've got a padded seat, you have your own private concessions, it's climate controlled inside, they have couches, they've got their own private Chickies and Pete fans, which for people coming to Philly is like super important.
Well, let's go there. Let's talk about food a little bit, because you've mentioned a few different places, and I'm sure there are people who recognize some of these names. You said like, oh, if you're familiar with the Jersey Shore. I'm from the California Shore, so I don't know any of these places. So tell me about some of these the good food items that you can get at Citizens Bank Park.
Okay. So absolutely 100%, my number one suggestion would be Chickies and Pete crab fries. They do not have crab on them. It's just like Old Bay seasoning, which is, I guess, is the seasoning that they would typically use on seafood. But it's literally just these little crinkle fries with this Old Bay seasoning or whatever seasoning they use on it. And you get a little cup of melted cheese that goes along with it. It's so simple, but it's so good. And it is a Philly staple, I would say, even beyond a cheesesteak. So if I would have to make any suggestion ahead of anything else, 100% Chickies and Pete crab fries would be the way to go.
All right, good. What else? What other food options, if you're not getting the fries, or if you're going to get the fries to start with? Now you're going to the sixth inning. What do you need?
Yeah, so absolutely. Another really popular thing would be the beer bats. I don't know if anybody, I'm sure that they have them at other stadiums, but they're relatively new to Citizens Bank Park. And they're definitely a fan favorite. I personally don't drink, so I've never had one, but they're definitely highly recommended.
I'm assuming this is a beer bottle in the shape of a bat, like a whole big old long bat that you drink out of?
Yeah, it's literally like, I don't know what the exact dimensions of it are, but it's almost the size of like a full bat. And it's just a plastic hollowed out bat with the Phillies logo on it, just filled with draft beer.
Now, let me ask you this, because you did mention cheesesteaks before. Would you recommend a cheesesteak at the game, or do you get your cheesesteak some other time when you're in Philadelphia and then get something else at Citizens Bank Park?
I feel like I'm either going to get torn limb from limb for saying this, or people are going to be like, yes, I respect that. I personally would not get a cheesesteak in the ballpark.
Okay.
I just don't think that the ones that are in the ballpark are really up to par with what I would hope the experience would be for someone coming to Philly and sure. wanting to get a cheesesteak.
Right.
But one of the positives is that you can bring food into Citizens Bank Park. So if you wanted to get a cheesesteak and you want to bring a cheesesteak to the game, you absolutely can go to like Oregon Steaks is literally right up the street from Citizens Bank Park within walking distance. You can absolutely go there and get like a chicken cutlet sandwich or a cheesesteak, just wrap it and bring it into the ballpark and just eat it in the ballpark. There's a lot of food that's very close to the ballpark that you can go to and you can take in. I wouldn't eat a cheesesteak in the ballpark. I would recommend going somewhere either before or after or just bringing one in. Gyms on South Street, they actually just reopened. They were closed for a few years because of a fire and they were very sorely missed. That's my favorite place to go. Either Gyms or Steve, Prince of Steaks. There's a bunch of different locations for Steve. Or if you're coming from like Darby, Delco area, D'Alessandro's is really good. They have really good cheesesteaks there as well.
Are you interested in those kind of weird concoctions that they make at ballparks that, you know, every year, and it's like extra, you know, whatever, or are you pretty traditional?
So I'm a big fan of trying the most unique thing. If not, like, regardless of if it's good or bad, I want to eat whatever is the weirdest. So like when I went to Cleveland, I ate that hot dog that has Fruit Loops on it. Fruit Loops and mac and cheese. And then there was like another place, I think in Cincinnati, that does like fries topped with s'mores or something like that. At Citizens Bank Park, it's really like the most unique thing that you're going to find. They don't have anything that's super over the top or weird, but they do have a place called Federal Donuts, which I've never really associated donuts to be a baseball food, but they are really good. And they have a donut burger. So it's a burger where the buns are glazed donuts instead of like a bread bun.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
Which is, I feel like it should be the only thing you eat for the day.
Most of these are, yeah. Most of these are a one thing per game kind of food, but yeah. You mentioned that there were places not too far from the ballpark to get something to bring in. So that kind of leads me to any good post or pregame spots that either people like to go to. I know you said you don't drink, but places that are popular. Isn't there something actually in the parking lot now that's maybe a place to go?
Yes. So there's kind of two places now. And then the newest place is the casino, the live casino, which they just put in. There used to be a hotel there. They turned it into a casino that's like, it's literally the next block over from the ballpark. You can actually park there for cheaper than most of the parking lots.
That reminds me, before we get any further, I have to backtrack. How do you get to the game usually? Do you drive or can you take public transportation?
So I personally drive, and that's just because of the way that public transportation is set up in Philly. It just takes a little bit too long for my liking to try to take public transit from Northeast Philly to get down there. But if you're in Center City, like if you're anywhere that's really in the city, where I am is kind of on the outskirts. I'm basically as far north in the city as you can get without going into the suburbs. So I drive. It's pretty easy to drive. Leaving is a little bit tricky. Regardless of whatever direction you're going, there's pretty limited options on how to get to and from Citizens Bank Park. So everyone is really taking like the same route. Traffic, it really doesn't get that bad. It doesn't get so bad that I would say you shouldn't drive. But if you're anywhere that's in Center City, or I would say within like 15 minutes of the ballpark, it's much easier to take SEPTA. whether that's the bus or you take the L, which is the subway, down to the NRG station. It's about, when you get dropped off at the NRG station from the subway, it's about a 10-minute walk to the actual gates of the ballpark. But if you're within 15 minutes of the ballpark, definitely take public transit. If you're further than that, driving is not a problem. You are going to have to sit in a little bit of traffic, but I think you're going to run into that in most places. Parking is going to cost you anywhere between $20 to $35 during the regular season. And there's a lot of parking. A lot of parking.
I feel like when I look at the whole, what do you call that complex with all the stadiums?
So they just call it the sports complex.
The sports complex, right, right.
Yeah, there is, there's like a cluster of bars called Xfinity Live.
Oh, okay. Xfinity Live is more than one place. It's multiple bars in there?
It is, yeah. It's one building that you go into that has like, it has outdoor seating and stuff too. But when you walk in, I forget how many bars actually they have in there, but in the middle, they have this one giant bar. And then around you, they've got all these different bars and eateries and stuff like that. It's like the most popular place to go right after a game. Not as much before, but definitely after.
That reminds me of like maybe St. Louis, where they have their little ballpark village. They have a lot. I think even the Live is the brand name, and they have one there. And I think they have one in Texas, that kind of thing, that whole central sports bar with the big screens that maybe you can go during postseason. I'll bet that's a big place for postseason as well.
It is. Yep. And actually, even Chickies and Pete's is really popular for post game and pregame too. Chickies and Pete's, there's one that's right up the street from the ballpark, and they have a shuttle that you can take as well. So you can park at Chickies and Pete's and take the shuttle there. I forget how much the shuttle is. It might actually even be free. But that's a really popular place to go before or after, and even during the postseason if you can't get a ticket, because they have giant TV screens in there. Either Chickies and Pete's or Live, they're really close to the stadium and they're good places to go.
Let's talk atmosphere a little bit, especially in Philadelphia. My main question is, can people feel safe wearing their colors to a Phillies game?
Yes.
That's a little hesitation there. You're kind of thinking, it feels like a qualified yes.
Okay. And I was expecting this question because I think this is like the biggest question that people have when they're coming to Citizens Bank Park. There are overall, yes, but that's not to say that you won't run into the people who will heckle you. There are certain people that I'm hesitant to say are Phillies fans, because I just, the people who are at the ballpark often and like, in my opinion, are genuinely there to watch the game and enjoy the Phillies and enjoy baseball, are not the people who you are going to have those issues with. People that have given us that reputation are like the drunk college students or like the drunk guys from Delco. Like they just, that's kind of like, just is what it is. I can't guarantee that you won't be heckled, particularly if you're a Mets fan.
NL East is probably a little worse than if the Kansas City Royals come in.
Yes. Yeah. No. If you're like a Blue Jays fan, or you're an Athletics fan, I mean, you're gonna get high fives and hugs from everyone, because obviously the A's have background with Philadelphia. But if you're not a Braves fan, you're not a Mets fan, I would say even the Nationals and the Marlins are safe, because we don't typically worry about them. But Braves and Mets fans are probably going to be the number one people that they might run into issues with Phillies fans, or people, I will say, at Citizens Bank Park, maybe not even necessarily Phillies fans.
Let's celebrate your Philly fandom for a moment. Any traditions or cheers or anything that people should know about if they want to like be a good Phillies fan at the ballpark? Any traditions
at the end of the game, after the game, after a Phillies win? The tradition is that they put Harry Callis up on the big screen, and Harry Callis is a late broadcaster of the Phillies, beloved by the Phillies community. But they put him up on the big board, and he has this really famous clip where he's singing an excerpt from Frank Sinatra, High Hopes by Frank Sinatra. And it's a huge tradition for you to just stand where you're at and sing along to that video along with Harry Callis.
Cool.
And then you can leave.
And then you can leave. Yeah, that's great. Would you recommend, if somebody comes into town for the weekend and they only have one game that they can go to, would you recommend a Friday night game in Philadelphia, a Saturday game in Philadelphia, or a Sunday afternoon game in Philadelphia?
I think I would go with Saturday.
You guys do night games or day games on Saturday?
It depends. They kind of go back and forth between like a 4 o'clock game and 6:40 or like 7 o'clock. It just depends on the matchup. But I think that Saturday, like if you're going to a Friday night game, which is always going to be at night, you're going to run directly into rush hour traffic. So that just kind of makes it a little bit worse than it needs to be. Whereas with Saturday, especially if you're from out of town, you have the day to walk around Center City. You can explore a lot and then go to the ballpark from there. And then you're still, you know, like you're not getting done super late. So there's still stuff going on in the city afterwards as well. You kind of get the best of like every aspect if you go to a Saturday game.
And now that baseball games are a little shorter, that's only going to be about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And then, yeah, you got a whole night ahead of you. That sounds great.
Exactly.
Yeah. So my final question is going to be, what is your favorite part of the ballpark or your favorite thing about going to the ballpark?
My favorite thing about going to the ballpark, specifically at Citizens Bank Park, is the atmosphere. I think a lot of ballparks are really comparable to one another in terms of, you know, like physically being a ballpark. And there's not really anything about Citizens Bank Park that's like so incredibly unique that puts that ahead of somebody else necessarily. But the atmosphere in Citizens Bank Park it's both really laid back, but also really passionate at the same time. And I really like the balance between those two aspects. Everyone in that ballpark is just so like locked into the game, but they're also so chill at the same time. And I mean, like everything could be going well, and you know, like we're just all hanging out and it's quiet and the mood is really light. Something great will happen. And I mean, that place is electric and it's crazy. And then it'll calm back down. And then we get a bad call, and then the whole stadium is just angry, and everyone's booing, and everyone's screaming, and everyone's mad, and you're all kind of mad together, but then you calm down. And I mean, everyone's just kind of connected with one another the entire time, regardless of if it's their first time there, their thousandth time there. I feel like everyone kind of participates in that same atmosphere. And I haven't really been able to find that same atmosphere at other ballparks. So that's my favorite. That's definitely my favorite aspect.
How often do you guys stand during the game? Do you guys stand at all? Do you guys ever stand for like the final inning, the final pitch, the first pitch? What do you guys do? What's the crowd like?
That's a good question. So during the regular season, everyone is sitting unless we're at, you know, like the Phillies are down 3 runs and there's 2 men on base and Kyle Schwarber's up to bat and everyone's excited. It's the 7th inning or something. Everyone's going to stand to see how that at bat goes. Or if we're nearing the end of the game, we're in the 9th inning or even in the 8th inning, if we're in like a save opportunity or a hold opportunity, people are going to stand for like the last 2 pitches or like the last 2 strikes of, like for an out in that inning, not necessarily for just the 3rd out, but if there's like 1 out already, they'll stand until there's a 2nd out or until we're at the 3rd out during the regular season. That's pretty much the only time that we'll stand. During the postseason though, we're standing the whole time. I mean, you don't sit down for the entirety of the game unless something really bad happens, which happened last season. People will sit down because they're depressed, but other than that, I mean, we're standing the whole time.
Well, Tori, that's all I have for you. This has been a great conversation. Actually, this is exactly what I'm looking for. We love having locals come and tell all of the ins and outs, because although I've been to most of these stadiums, you know this better than I do, as going there 30 to 40 times a year. So thank you so much for sharing all of your insight, and thanks for being on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm always happy to talk to Citizens Bank Park, literally anytime.
All right, before we end the show, I want to let you know about another hobby of mine that I have when I travel. Not only do I like to knock off ballparks, but I also really like to go see where movies were filmed and famous filming locations. So, for example, when I was in New York, I made sure to go and visit the Ghostbusters firehouse. In my trip to Oregon, I'm going to see the Goonies house. When I went to Seattle, I went to go see the houseboats from Sleepless in Seattle. You know, there's all kinds of things in every city where movies have been filmed. When I went to Dallas, I went to that place where they filmed the movie JFK, and they filmed that assassination scene from that movie. But yeah, so in Philadelphia, if you want to go see some filming locations, I recommend going to, I believe it's the library, right? The Philadelphia Library. Do the steps, the Rocky Balboa steps up the library. You can go online and look at articles called Philadelphia Filming Locations articles, and they'll tell you all about all the M. Night Shyamalan movies, all about the Rocky and Creed movies, Silver Linings Playbook, Philadelphia, The Philadelphia Story, you know, a whole bunch of movies that have been shot in Philadelphia. So too many to name, but go online, check out Philadelphia filming locations, and you'll find all of them. So again, I recommend, if you like M. Night Shyamalan movies, tons of movies have been filmed in and around the Philadelphia area. So yeah, go check those out. Go take a picture of yourself running up it to the top of the steps, just like Rocky, just like every other tourist. All right. Well, anyways, that is Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us. Next week, we are going to knock off another ballpark. Hey, what do you think? All right. So until then, this is Jacob saying next week we're going to knock off another ballpark. So join us then on Ballpark Road Trip. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Ballpark Road Trip. If you like what you hear, feel free to follow the show on Instagram at Tours with Jacob. If you would like to get in touch with the show, you can send us a message on Instagram, or feel free to email us at tourswithjacob@gmail.com. We'd love to hear any recommendations you have for your home ballpark. You can send us an audio recording by using your voice memo app on your smartphone and emailing it to tourswithjacob@gmail.com. Please keep your suggestions and recommendations to a minute or less, but feel free to send as many as you'd like. We'll make sure to get them on the show at some point. Thanks for listening. See you next time.